Chapter 4. Athos, Porthos, and Aramis went with D'Artagnan to his duel. D'Artagnan fought Lord de Winter. He disarmed the lord and told him, "I won't kill you because I love Milady de Winter." "Thank you. I'll introduce you to my sister-in-law." Athos, Aramis, and Porthos fought three of Lord de Winter's friends. Aramis and Porthos beat their opponents. Athos killed his opponent. Athos was confused. He thought, "D'Artagnan said he was in love with Constance, and now he's in love with Milady." Athos asked D'Artagnan about it. "I think Milady is working for the cardinal. That is why I'm interested in her," said D'Artagnan. The next day, Lord de Winter introduced D'Artagnan to Milady. D'Artagnan thought, "She's a very charming woman." Milady had a maid called Kitty. D'Artagnan went to visit Milady every day. Kitty fell in love with D'Artagnan. One day, Kitty said to him, "I love you. Milady doesn't love you. She's in love with the Comte de Wardes." "I don't believe you," said D'Artagnan. "I'll prove it. Hide here and listen," Kitty said, and hid him. Milady came into the room. "Hello, Kitty. Has D'Artagnan come over today?" she asked. "No," said Kitty. "Good. He's such a stupid man. I hate him. I didn't kill Lord de Winter. All of Lord de Winter's money will be mine when he is dead. I haven't killed him yet because the cardinal wants me to treat him carefully," Milady said to Kitty. "What about the queen's maid?" Kitty asked. "She's a prisoner. She's not a problem anymore," said Milady. Kitty waited for Milady to leave the house. Then she brought D'Artagnan out of hiding. "I'll have my revenge. You'll help me, won't you, Kitty?" said D'Artagnan. "I will, because I love you. You love me too, right?" asked Kitty. "Yes," D'Artagnan lied. Kitty stole the letters that Milady and the Comte de Wardes sent. D'Artagnan sent Milady a false letter in the Comte's name. He wanted to meet her at her house. D'Artagnan disguised himself as the Comte and went to meet Milady. Milady believed he was the Comte and made love to him. Afterwards, she gave D'Artagnan a ring. D'Artagnan realized he had made a mistake. He went to see Athos to ask for his advice. "Stay away from her," said Athos, and asked, "Where did you get that ring?" "From Milady," said D'Artagnan. "I had a ring that looked like that," said Athos. D'Artagnan wrote a letter to Milady. He wrote it from the Comte. "I can't see you anymore." He gave the letter to Kitty to deliver. Milady was very angry when she read the letter. She sent a letter to D'Artagnan to invite him to visit her. When D'Artagnan arrived, Milady seduced him and made love to him. She told D'Artagnan to kill the Comte de Wardes. She asked, "How will you kill him?" "I won't." "It was me who came to you last night, not the Comte de Wardes," D'Artagnan said, and showed her the ring. Milady was very angry. She attacked D'Artagnan. The two wrestled, and D'Artagnan tore her shirt. He looked at her shoulder. It had the brand of the fleur-de-lis on it. D'Artagnan escaped from Milady and ran into the street. He ran to Athos's house. He told Athos about the mark on her shoulder. "I think she's your wife," said D'Artagnan. Athos and D'Artagnan went to D'Artagnan's rooms. They sent for Aramis and Porthos. Kitty was waiting for them when the four men arrived at the dressmaker's house. "That man who lives below you goes to Milady's house very often. I'm too scared to go home. Please protect me," said Kitty. "I'll find a place for her," said Aramis. D'Artagnan and Athos took Milady's ring to a pawn shop. They sold it and bought some equipment. D'Artagnan got two letters. One from Constance saying, "Meet me on the bridge this evening." The other was from the cardinal saying, "The Cardinal Richelieu wants to see you tonight." "I'll go to both meetings," said D'Artagnan. "We'll go with you," said Porthos. "It's too dangerous. You cannot go alone," said Athos. D'Artagnan waited on the bridge for Constance. A carriage went past. Constance was in the carriage. She blew a kiss to D'Artagnan as she went past. D'Artagnan was confused. He didn't know if Constance was a prisoner or a free woman now. D'Artagnan and the musketeers went to see the cardinal. The cardinal said, "I want you to join the cardinal's guards." "Thank you, Your Eminence, but I am a musketeer at heart," said D'Artagnan. "I see." "Be careful, D'Artagnan," said the cardinal. D'Artagnan left the cardinal's chambers. The next day, D'Artagnan left Paris with the king's guards. D'Artagnan said goodbye to his friends. D'Artagnan arrived at La Rochelle. The British had taken the town. The French were laying siege to the town. Milady sent assassins after D'Artagnan. The first two failed to kill him. He killed one assassin and captured another. The captured assassin told D'Artagnan about Milady and Constance. Milady sent D'Artagnan some poisoned wine. She wrote on the bottle of wine, "A gift from Porthos, Aramis, and Athos." Porthos, Aramis, and Athos arrived in La Rochelle just in time to stop D'Artagnan from drinking it. "Milady will not stop until she has her revenge," said Athos. "We must rescue Constance when the siege is over," said Porthos. One night, Athos heard voices. It was the cardinal and Milady de Winter. The cardinal said, "You'll go to England and tell Buckingham he must end this war, or I will expose his affair with the Queen." "What if he says no?" asked Milady. "Then you will kill him," said the cardinal. "I will if you put D'Artagnan in prison and tell me where Constance is," said Milady.